May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, today I would say kind of the summary, which is obvious, is that we are to be God's light in the world, showing Jesus and showing his way. We are actually Jesus to the world. Remember last week we had those little candles, those little lights of Christ? So that's what we're to be at each and every day. We are actually to be a glimpse into the heart and love and forgiveness and acceptance that Jesus has for everybody. We are to be a glimpse of that for those who see us and for those that God loves. And that is kind of what our calling is guiding us towards. Our prayer request, it starts off, set us free, O God, from sin. Set us free from the bondage of sin. So just for a second, let's think about this. Sin. That's basically us doing what we want to do rather than doing what God wants us to do. Sin is when we don't even try to listen to God, to find out what he wants. No attempt to learn what our God wants from us. Sin is basically self-serving, not God-serving. Sorry, my stapler didn't work. So when we don't want to listen to God, when we don't want to learn what his way is, when we really don't want to obey him, when we really and truly don't want to love our God the way that we should, then do we really expect or want God truly to set us free from our sin? And let's think about that. What does it mean, setting us free? Well, it's as if God unlocks a prison door. Can you imagine being in a cell, in a room, and it's all locked up? Well, God comes by and he unlocks it for us. He unlocks all the bonds that hold us in. It's kind of like he takes off the handcuffs. But when we choose to sin, it's like we go right back into that room, into that locked cell. It's like we decide, well, let's put the handcuffs back on again. And then what happens, we even might think about, well, do we really want the abundant life that God is willing and ready and wanting to give us? Are we really interested in God's abundant life? Or do we have our own idea of what our abundant life is to be? And we insist on our own way, on our own ideas or concepts or desires. What do we choose? Well, God makes his way known through Jesus Christ. And that's what we learn about all throughout Epiphany. We're being shown who Jesus is. And then by ourselves, we're to learn through worship, through reading the Bible, and through even the lessons during Epiphany, we're to learn how we ourselves are to show Jesus Christ to those in the world. Now we all know from the last several weeks of the lessons that both John the Baptist and Jesus, both their ministries started off and continued with repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. So today, Isaiah, it starts off and it shows us how very vital true repentance is, especially when we are now, in this day and age, we are called to be Jesus' light to the world. So God starts off. He tells Isaiah, he says, let my people know about their rebellion. In other words, God is telling Isaiah, he said, like, please let them know. They're not fooling me. You know, it's not going to work. They can't fool God. and neither can we. Their arrogance causes them that they think they can, but it just doesn't work. And perhaps their arrogance even causes them and convinces them that their own actions are righteous, that they themselves are righteous. But it doesn't convince, it doesn't fool God. So next God tells Isaiah, he says, look, they say outwardly that they are day after day trying very hard to practice righteousness before me. And they're trying to seek me day after day. But they're really pretending. They're kidding themselves. And their arrogance and their nerve actually gets them to think, well, we're just going to complain to God. Can you imagine being that arrogant that we're going to complain to God? And so they say to God, well, you don't see our fasting. You don't notice that we're humble. Well, that's the cue right then and there. Their idea of fasting is totally different from God's. And if they were truly humble, they wouldn't be complaining to God. So then God continues and he says to Isaiah, he says, look, my people serve their own interest. They are oppressive and cruel and hurtful to others. Don't they get my way? And he says, their fasting, it leads more towards quarreling and fighting, as if to say, my prayers, my fasting, my worship is better than yours. When we start to think that we're more spiritual, or we're closer to God, or we are better than others, right then and there, we've kind of gone down the rung, the very first and last rung of Jacob's ladder, because we've lost the point. When we begin to think we're so special, that's a warning, because we're all equal before the eyes of God. So then next we have a warning, we have a teaching. God is telling that way of behaving doesn't make your voice heard in heaven. And so what does he teach us next? What does he teach next? Being humble, being gentle, being compassionate, being caring, being very generous, grateful, but also joyful and truly loving towards others in the same way that God loves us. That is acceptable to God, and he tells Isaiah. So how does God know? What's the benchmark that he uses? What's the inward sign? Well, we know full well that God knows our hearts and our minds and our souls better than we'd like to admit even to ourselves. But the outward sign, what are the outward signs of somebody who really loves God? Well, he says, we're to stop being cruel, stop being mean, start arguing, stop arguing, stop quarreling, stop fighting. And then what are we supposed to start to do? We're to share. That's the hallmark of someone who loves God. We're to feed the hungry with no strings attached. We are to feed the hungry with no degrading comments. We're to clothe those who are naked, those who are in need. We're to shelter those who are homeless and be joyful and loving and encouraging and humble about it, because it could be us that was in need. When we do these things, then our light before the Lord our God shall break forth like the dawn, and our healing will happen. And that caught my attention just a little bit. True fasting requires repentance, restoration, and reconciliation happens When our hearts turn to God and we care more for God than His way rather than our own way. So with healing, if we think about it, repentance, when we turn from sin and follow God, that brings restoration and healing. Then restoration brings reconciliation. We're closer to God, closer to one another. And reconciliation brings about true humility, which brings about love and a need. We actually have a need to care for others. A caring that is love, but it's action. It's an actual doing for others, for our God. And what does it say in Matthew's Gospel? It says, "Then let our lights shine before others, so they may see your good works." Why? So that other people think we're special? No. Why are people to see our good works? Because if we belong to God, then our good works gives glory to the Lord. And I have to admit, when I saw the bulletin this morning, I noticed in the pink sheet where it says Weekly Glad Tidings, there's a little cartoon or, well, I'll leave it at that. But it says, "Remember that you may be the only Bible that others read." And it's the face there with the biblical verses. What a thought. When we're out in the world, we might be the only Bible that people see, that people read, that people hear about. We might be the only witness of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So as we just go through Epiphany, go through the church year, I'd like to end with this one Bible, couple of verses from Philippians. It's St. Paul, and I just think it's so appropriate. It kind of helps us keep on track, a righteous track. St. Paul wrote, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think about such things." When we can follow that, it kind of encourages ourselves. The Holy Spirit in us just, you know, it just enlightens us and helps us to be Christ to others. Amen.